God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilton as we head to the book of Acts. The encouraging word. Today we bring you a powerful conclusion to the message we began yesterday called Looking Ahead with Confidence. God's word is filled with opportunities for us to realize that we don't have to put our confidence in our skills or our education or our resources, but we can put our confidence in God and look ahead with great anticipation. As we study the word together, know that we're here to encourage you. We'd love to pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's our phone number, 866-899-9673. And we have a number of great resources on our website, TEWonline.org. I'll tell you more about a wonderful antidote to loneliness later in the broadcast. But first, let's dive into today's teaching with Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word. The
Encouraging Word. So I want to read to you some of what he preached. And then I'm going to just extrapolate. I'm going to take seven foundations out of that. And I'm just going to give them to you. We're not going to camp on them, because they're very important as we look ahead with confidence. Here is Peter, folks. Listen to me. Here's Peter. God has revealed himself to them through his Spirit. He's given them the message. He's told them what to do. Peter's making the announcement before anything else has happened, and he puts everything onto these seven foundations. Here's what we're going to do today. We're just going to tell one another from God's word what these seven foundations are. And folks, let me tell you, if we make a commitment in our hearts, in our church, individually, to stand on these seven solid foundations, you can look ahead with confidence. All right, verse 14. Then Peter stood up with the 11. Raised his voice and he addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I have to say. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Nope. This is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel, that in the last days God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, you put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it is impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Let's skip over to verse 32. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses to that fact. All right, let's go down to verse 36. Therefore, let all of Israel be assured of this, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter replied, Repent. And be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are afar off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. And with many other words, he warned them, saying, and he pleaded with them, saying, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. And so they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Now you've heard the first message ever preached. Here's the issue. How can we look ahead with confidence? Folks, I don't know what the next year holds. Do you? I don't know what the year 2015 holds. 2018. I don't know what the next decade holds. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I can look ahead with confidence. So the issue is this. What was it that Peter said that provided a solid foundation on which to stand? You know, I've got children just like you. Raising children in today's world's tough work. Jolly hard. Somebody can say amen. It's quite all right. Jolly hard. Do you know what parents do? When our kids are just two bricks and a ticky high, about that big, we start teaching them. What do you put into a little child's life? And why are you doing that? You know, yesterday my grandson was at my house. I love it. And his grandmother gave him a banana. That's a banana to some of you. It's the same thing. It's a long thing like as a fruit. Do you know that little chap ate the whole thing? I mean, he just ate the whole thing. I mean, he's just two bricks and a ticky high. So when he had finished eating it, I mean, he just sat there. He ate an entire banana. When he had finished, my wife, grandmother, looked at my son and said, can I give him another one? He said, have at it, Mama. He needs all the banana he can get. So why do you want your little kids to eat fruit or eat good food or cultivate good habits? I mean, they don't even know the difference. They haven't got there yet. Because you know that whatever it is that you put into their lives at the earliest age is going to provide them with a foundation when they need it most. All right? Here are seven solid foundations. Number one, stand up. I mean, remain seated this morning. Stand up. Here's foundation number one, taken from Peter's sermon. This is how we can face tomorrow. We can look ahead with confidence. Stand up and address the crowds. It's what he says. Right there in verse 14, Peter stood up, raised his voice, addressed the crowds. Just write that as one of your foundations. You're going to stand up and address the crowds. Now, what does that mean? Make up your mind today. But you're not going to sit down. You're not going to capitulate. You're not going to step back or step down when it comes to the things of God. See, folks, if you take college, for example, one of the most difficult things for a college student to do is to actually arrive on a college campus and stand up. You got to make that decision before you get there. Stand up and address the crowds. There's foundation number one. Number two, stick to the Word of God. From verse 17 through 21, all Peter did was quote the prophet Joel. Just stick to the Word of God. You've heard me say many times, the Bible, this word, is the centerpiece on the mantelpiece of this church. It's also the centerpiece on the mantelpiece of my heart. This is the absolute stick to the Word of God. At First Baptist Spartanburg, we call this absolute truth. That's why I'm not preaching to you from the Reader's Digest this morning. Now, folks, watch this. We are living in a world today where the demand is to do anything but to stick to God's Word. God's Word is going to become increasingly unpopular. Stick to the Word of God. There's foundation number two. You want to know how to live? Right there. You know, want to know how to conduct yourself? Right there. You want to know how to meet God on God's terms? Right here in the Bible. The Bible tells us that it's at the name of Jesus. It's at the name of Jesus. You want to know who God is? It's right here. God is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's not any God. And He's not anyone's God. And He's not everybody's God. He's the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells me about who God is. Stick to the Word. Number three, focus on. Here's your third foundation. You want to look ahead with confidence? Focus. Focus, focus, focus on Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's what this message was all about. From verse 21 through verse 24. Unequivocally, in this message that he preached, before the church even began, before anybody even understood anything, before they had formed even the first committee, they understood something unequivocally, and that was to focus on Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Forgive the interruption, but oh, isn't it good to be reminded of what needs to be important to keep focusing on Jesus Christ? We'll be back with the rest of today's message and Dr. Don Wilton in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we're here to pray with you 24 hours a day, both on the 866-899-WORD number. That's 866-899-9673. But also on our website, tewonline.org. If God's doing something in your life that you'd like to share, maybe have Dr. Wilton pray about, know that he would love to have your email. Don at tewonline.org is his email address. That's Don, D-O-N, at tewonline.org. He would love to pray for you, and if you need resources, we'll make sure that you get that as Dr. Don hears from you. Again, Don, D-O-N, at tewonline.org is his email, and he really would love to pray for you. Now let's dive back into today's great teaching with Dr. Don Wilton.
Singular-hearted. People might say, what's your church all about? Jesus. What's the most important thing we do around here? Jesus. Focus on the Lord Jesus. Focus on the Lord Jesus. Focus on the Lord Jesus. Friend, if you take your eyes off Jesus, boom, 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 down you go. Just like Peter did when he walked on the water at the Sea of Galilee. The sharks will eat you alive. Folks, people in today's world are looking for an excuse to opt out of God. You don't have to look for it. It's everywhere. How do you overcome? How do you look ahead with confidence? Focus. Focus on Jesus. Number four, celebrate because. Celebrate because. Look at verse 36. Because of what? Because God made Jesus Lord. Celebrate because Jesus is Lord. Look at verse 36. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. Don't you love that word, be assured? You know, I'm looking forward to watching a few bowl games. Really am. I hope there are head coaches everywhere saying to their ball teams, you can do it. Be assured. You've got it. Stand up, man. You can do it. We can win. Be assured. I love that word, be assured. Carries with it kind of a dynamic confidence, doesn't it? Gives you something to hold on to. What was he saying? Be assured of this, that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. By the way, Jesus did not become Lord because you and I decided he would be Lord. He is Lord. You and I don't make Jesus Lord. He is Lord. He's Lord. We didn't crown the king. He is king. Folks, we just don't seem to get it sometimes. That's what he's talking about here. Celebrate. We got reason to celebrate because Jesus Christ is Lord. He's king. By the decree of God. By the decree of God. You know, we're a political nation. We have elections coming out of our ears. Every year, whether it be governors or mayors or presidents, we exercise our prerogative as citizens. God doesn't ask for, neither does he desire, you and I to go and vote when it comes to God. You can't vote Jesus Christ in as Lord. He is Lord. Amen? That's why you can look ahead with confidence. By the way, he doesn't even have just an 8-year term or a 4-year term. He's not limited. Doesn't matter what Congress says. Doesn't matter what the parliament votes. He's Lord. He's King. There it is, folks. Celebrate because. What a powerful foundation. All right, foundation number 5. Respond with. Respond with. A repentant heart. Look right there at verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. Now, there is a tremendous foundation. If you want to look ahead with confidence, you got to respond with repentance. Do you know that that's one thing God requires of us? He requires us to repent. He requires us to come into his presence, first of all, as unbelievers and say, I repent of my sin. That's the only way you can be saved. Can't be saved unless you repent of your sin. But then when you trust him as your Savior, he requires us to repent of our sin, not under salvation, but under the joy of our salvation. I know some of you might look at me and say, Pastor, you're just trying to sound a little bit holy here today. But I'm telling you, it is very rare that I don't step into this pulpit on a Sunday morning. I have done so this morning. I can tell you that very early this morning. Got on my face before God and I repented before him. Not because I'm not a Christian. I'm a Christian man. I repented because of sin in my life that I know about and sin that I don't know about. I just know that I'm standing here in the presence of a holy and a righteous God, and I don't want to stand before you with an unrepentant heart. God requires that. He requires that. So respond with repentance. Church, we need to repent. State, we need to repent. America, we need to repent before God. That's how you respond. You want to look ahead with confidence? We got to repent. All right? Number 6, act upon. Act upon. God's instructions. From verse 42 through 47, they acted. They devoted themselves. Apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the Lord's Supper, breaking bread, to prayer. Just look at all the things that they did. They just acted. They went out, they did what they knew they had to do. Now, folks, to act upon something means you've got to take definitive steps to do what God is telling you to do, whether it be in your marriage, your business practices, your life, your relationships. You've got to act upon that. And take action. It's a principle, isn't it? It's a foundation. You know, it's what I love about New Year. I'm no different because I make resolutions. I've already decided to lose another 150 pounds this year. I have. Folks, we make it. Listen, I can't wait to get back to the Nautilus. Did you notice? Get back to the Nautilus. I'm going to the Nautilus Fitness Center. I'm going to John Langford, and I'm saying, John, just have mercy upon me. Be nice to me. But I'm telling you what, I am so resolved, man. I'm gonna put all Arnold Schwarzy's water from California in the shade. I mean, people are gonna be walking around saying, man, have you seen Don lately? Oh man, is he built or what? I mean, Steve Skinner is going to have so much admiration for me by the end of the year. Folks, look, how many times do we make resolutions? I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to stop. Folks, this is, they acted upon. That's a solid foundation, isn't it? Act upon. What's God telling you to do? What's the Lord telling you to do? What's he put in your heart? Act upon it. And then one more. Number seven, the seventh foundation. Can I just give them to you blitz quickly? Stand up and address the crowds. That's number one. Number two, stick. Stick to the word of God. Stick to the word of God. Number three, focus on Jesus Christ and him crucified. Number four, celebrate because Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He hasn't gone anywhere. Number five, respond with repentance. Number six, act upon God's instructions. Act upon God's instructions. Number seven, here it is. I'll close with this. Number seven, anticipate all God will do for you. Anticipate all God will do for you. Verse 47, the Lord added to their number. Folks, God is on his throne. You see, you can claim the victory before you even set out through the gate. You can anticipate today that God is on his throne tomorrow. Now that's power for living, folks. That's how you can say that tomorrow is as bright as the promises of God. The future is as bright as the promises of God. Anticipate all God has in store for you and me. We're looking at a tomorrow that none of us have even been to yet. But God is already there. And he knows us. He loves us. He has us in the palm of his hand. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And friends, he loves you.
Such a powerful truth to wrap up our day on. God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He loves you. And he's using this broadcast to let you know that. No matter where you're listening, maybe you're listening online or on radio, wherever God is using this particular message to get to you, he wants you to know he loves you. He has a plan for you. He has an opportunity for you to get your sins forgiven today, to discover your purpose for living, and to find a way into heaven for all of eternity. But it starts with one singular decision, a choice that can't be made for you, a choice that's not inherited from our parents or grandparents. It's a choice that you can make today. You've listened as Dr. Don has taken us to the scriptures and allowed us to understand more insight on this particular message today. It's been powerful, been great to be in the book of Acts. Right now, as he steps into the studio, would you open your heart to what he wants to share next?
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey.
Perhaps you just gave your life to Jesus Christ, praying along with Dr. Wilton moments ago. Perhaps throughout this entire broadcast, the Lord's been stirring your heart, and you know you need to rededicate your life to Christ today. Don't put it off. Tomorrow is too late. Today is the day to make certain that you know you belong to Jesus Christ. One of our joys here at The Encouraging Word is to pray along with folks and maybe put some resources in your hands that will help you know that you know you belong to Jesus, and then help you grow as you belong to Jesus to someone who is confident in your faith and who is someone who can share your faith with others. It starts with a simple decision. You've been praying with Dr. Wilton, but now would you let us walk with you? Would you let us encourage you? That's who we are, The Encouraging Word. You can call us right now at 866-899-WORD and start the conversation with one of us. Matter of fact, no matter when you might be listening to this, maybe it's a delayed broadcast or you've downloaded it online, 24 hours a day, we'll have to answer that phone at 866-899-WORD. We will be happy to be your 2 a.m. friend. You might hear my voice as a welcome and say, let's wait till we get you connected. But after a brief wait, you will have a live person ready to talk with you, pray with you, maybe connect with resources that will help you grow. So why don't you call us anytime at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org.
You know, I'd love to be a part of your daily devotional. Love to be able to send you the Encouraging Word daily devotional and be a part of what God says to each one of us through His Word every day. You can become part of that and receive one yourself from me. Just go online to tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. And get your copy of the Encouraging Word Bible Devotion today.
Remember, you can sign up on our website right now at tewonline.org to get that daily encouraging word, tewonline.org. You can sign up for the email or the physical copy. You can also call us at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.